وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بعضكم من بعض فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنت منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم والله غفور رحيم.
And whoever among you cannot find the means to marry free believing women, then he may marry from those whom your right hands possess of believing slave girls. And Allah is most knowing about your faith. You believers are of one another, so marry them with the permission of their people and give them their due compensation according to what is reasonable. They should be chaste, neither of those who commit unlawful intercourse randomly nor those who take secret lovers. But once they are sheltered in marriage, if they should commit adultery, then for them is half the punishment for free unmarried women. This allowance is for him among you who fears sin, but to be patient is better for you, and Allah is forgiving and merciful.